Welcome back to yet another episode of Talking Lamar. On today's episode, we will be discussing the beautiful, successful, and ridiculously talented Julia Roberts.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Sorry, I forgot what I was talking about.
What are you talking about?
I am talking to you.
That's just what I was talking about.
It's Talking Lamar.
You know, Julia was born in Smyrna, Georgia, October 1967. And I can't help but think, with us both being from Georgia, it is absolutely amazing that we never met. I mean, Georgia's not that big a state. I would have thought sooner or later we would run into each other, but yeah. Evidently we did not. Uh-huh. So, but she had some small
I'm surprised. Well, wait, Lamar, let me stop you there, because I'm super surprised you don't know Kim Basinger, because isn't she from Braselton, Georgia? Didn't she buy the town at one point? That wasn't too far from you.
She wasn't. And her sister actually stayed with a friend of mine, and we actually hung out at a pool for a couple of days. So, yeah, I never met Kim, but I did get to meet her sister. So,
and Lamar, so
a little touch of fame.
May I say, you said that you never ran into her. You know, I have found it to be true that people I don't want to run into, I make an effort to not run into them.
So maybe you've been avoiding Julia Roberts. I wasn't
trying not to. You think she was trying not to?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, she got her start, and she did okay. She had some small parts in some TV shows in the late 80s, and she really got noticed in Mystic Pizza and also Steel Magnolias. And then in 1990, she rode that to star with Richard Gere and his fabulous hair in Pretty Woman. And overnight, yes, America is in love with Julia Roberts. It was a great movie. I mean, that's one of those movies, if you're strolling through and it's playing, you don't want to stop. You got to watch it. I mean, and all I can ever visualize is when he opens up that box for the necklace, and she reaches for it, and he slaps it shut, and she does that giggle. That's the favorite scene of all times in that. But, you know, now all of a sudden now everything's going her way. And at that time, now it's changed a little bit now, but at that time it was the highest number of tickets ever sold in the U.S. for a romantic comedy. And then she followed up with some other romantic comedies such as Notting Hill and My Best Friend's Wedding, Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney, which that's not been too long ago. And she's been in a lot of films with Brad Pitt. They were in The Mexican, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, Full Frontal. I mean, they a lot of different stuff. And their chemistry was really good. And she's been nominated for 4 Academy Awards, and she won it for Best Actress for her role in Eric Brockovich. And that movie was a departure from the romantic comedies. And, you know, it proved for sure that she's more than just a pretty woman that does romantic comedies. I mean, and she has some other great dramatic performances, Sleeping with the Enemy, The Pelican Brief, Wonder, and quite a few more. She made history in 2000 when she became the first actress to get a salary of $20 million for her role in Erin Brockovich. Along the line, she's been named Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. She's been in that group. She was nominated for a Tony Award for Broadway in 3 Days of Rain. She's been honored with a Cecil B. DeMille Award for all her outstanding contributions. I mean, her talent, her awards, and her accolades are too much and too many to count. But not everything in her life has been smooth sailing. She has had a very interesting romantic life. In 1987, Julia Roberts and Liam Neeson had a romantic relationship. But that relationship was a little controversial because of the age gap. She was 19 and he was 35.
Whoa.
Creepy much?
Whoa.
Creepy much? Yeah. Yeah. And nevertheless, so they moved in together for a short time. Their romance was very short-lived. It ended after a year. But in 1988, Robert scored herself a life-changing role as Shelby Eaton Lecherry. How do you say it? Lecherry? That's your anyway. In Steel Magnolias, she played Shelby in Steel Magnolias.
I just know her as Shelby. I forgot the character had last name.
Yeah, it's a really cool long name if somebody can pronounce it, but it's not me. But while filming the movie, she worked very closely with Dylan McDermott, and they began dating in May of 1988, and they kept their relationship under the radar. But she dated him for nearly 2 years. And at one point, McDermott and Roberts were allegedly engaged, but Roberts ended their romance in 1990. So I don't know what happened, but she just cut it off. And then she began dating Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, they met. They were engaged.
Oh, that, yes. Right? That was, yeah. I think that was a left at the altar kind of thing. I mean, they had.
Well, it depends. That depends. They had met in Flatliners. And let me say, while we're talking about this, when she was filming Sleeping with the Enemy, her and Kiefer came to Spartanburg because they filmed part of that movie in Spartanburg. This is the second chance that we had to meet. And for some reason, we still did not meet. I don't know how this is working out for me.
So unfair.
So close. But the relationship was very complicated because Sutherland was already married and he had a young child at the time, but he separated from his wife and began dating her. Unfortunately, Sutherland ended up having an affair with another woman who sold that story to the press, said some bad things about Roberts. But surprisingly, despite all that drama, Roberts and Sutherland got engaged. But here's where the plot thickens. On the day that Roberts and Sutherland's canceled wedding was supposed to take place, Roberts was spotted enjoying lunch with fellow actor and the best friend of Kiefer Sutherland, Jason Patrick.
Jason Patrick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she said that she felt like that Kiefer, for whatever reasons, tried to make it seem like he was a victim of that whole situation. She said, "I quite honestly believe that Kiefer knows that it was the best thing for him and for me that it didn't happen, but he shouldn't be trying to make himself look better by taking shots at me. Somehow or another, it turned into Kiefer being left at the altar, and I don't think that's true." We will continue with this in just a few moments. We're very excited about Bob and Sherry Premium. There's so much content. You get classic chat room calls, your best of CDs, behind the scene photos and videos, and it only costs $4.99 a month. Go to bobandsherry.com/premium. But after she got through with that little deal in 1992, she was in The Player alongside country music star Lyle Lovett. According to Roberts, however, the couple had already met through some mutual friends, and she said that she had a very strong reaction to meeting him. And in an interview with Barbara Walters, she said, "It was different to the way that I've ever reacted to any person on the planet. He's perfect." And a 25-year-old at the time, Roberts had previously been a big fan of his music before they met. She would apparently listen to the musician's tapes, which tells you how long ago that's been, in her car all the time. They got married 3 weeks later. Their schedules kept them separated a lot because he's touring and she's doing movies and shows and stuff like that. So they separated in 1995. And Roberts told the New York Daily News that she had no regrets. It was not a mistake. It was merely a miscalculation. Then,
girl, can I tell you something that's funny? So, I'm a big Lyle Lovett fan too, and I happened to have he was touring, but he was playing at all of these wonderful theaters, like not stadiums and arenas, like theaters with incredible acoustics and stuff. And I happened to snag tickets to a Lyle Lovett show and was in like, I don't know, the sixth or seventh row. It was just bliss. It was the first show he did after that weekend when he ran away and married Julia Roberts. And everybody in the audience knew that he had just married America's sweetheart, Julia Roberts. He was about maybe three or four songs in when he kind of did, because Lyle Lovett is very funny, just very dry storyteller.
Yeah.
And he said something along the lines of, when it comes to minding each other's business and, you may have heard about my business. And the audience just went wild.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Well, after she got through with Lyle in 1997, she met Benjamin Bratt.
Oh, she said, yes.
Yes. Remember? Remember?
From Law and Order.
He was her date when she won the Oscar. And she was wearing a vintage black and white Valentino dress. Yes.
Oh, you didn't even know what kind of dress she was wearing.
Vintage Valentino.
Wow.
But she said in an interview, when he walked in and I looked up at him, it was like something hit me over the head with a bat. And that relationship lasted until 2001. Now, while that was evidently still going on in 2000, Julia Roberts met cinematographer Danny Motor and on the set of the film, The Mexican, just like you mentioned. And they hit it off immediately. But as expected, there's another thick plot going on here. At the time of their meeting, Motor was married to makeup artist Vera Stimberg. In 2003, Roberts admitted to Oprah magazine that she believes she wasn't the cause of the Motor's split from Stimberg. Mm-hmm. She replied, "I'm an easy person to point the finger at. And she did it. And I see that. I don't begrudge people the easy finger point. It just doesn't happen to be so." I can't help but think she might have had something to do with it. Do you think?
He was married. So there's no getting around that basic logistical fact. But we also know that, clearly I must be a fan of Julia Roberts since I can tell you what she was wearing on any given day in the last 25 years. But... that marriage, Danny Motor would not have been available to steal had that marriage been solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's Julia Roberts. And here's my next, exhibit for the defense of Julia Roberts in this case. Because when all this went down, I can remember, God, it was bitter, bitter, bitter. They are together to this day and they have children and are blissfully happy. And that's because they were each other's person and they found each other. And Danny Motor never has to have a minute's doubt or insecurity because Julia dated everyone on earth except for you and Max before settling down with Danny.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as I know.
But, Motor finalized the split in 2002, and by July of the same year, they were married, had their ceremony, was at her ranch in New Mexico, and like you said, not long after, the couple welcomed twins, Phineas and Hazel.
Hazel. Oh, you knew that too!
These are two wildly popular names from the 1800s. I don't know where... And by November of 2004, they had their third child, a son named Henry. Now, he truly is the best decision I ever made in my life. That's what Julia said. She said her best decision was to hitch my life to the wagon that Danny Motor was. And most recently, the couple celebrated their 21st wedding anniversary. Because it's like you say, Sherry, this was the real deal. I mean, this really was. And to mark the occasion, Robert shared a really sweet photo to Instagram of the couple kissing alongside the caption, 21, hashtag true love, hashtag heck yeah, hashtag from here on out. So evidently that's working. So,
and it makes me, I have to say, I mean, clearly, I'm going to be, I didn't even know how team Julia Roberts I was until today.
But, you can't deny it now.
I'm getting my top fan badge on Facebook as we speak. But here's the thing. Like, it's so hard in regular land to sustain that kind of thing and hold that together. How many of us know couples that have gone the distance like that? In Hollywood, that's like dog years. It's like they're celebrating their 221st anniversary. Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, just Lamar, just a couple of days ago, Jodie Turner-Smith and Joshua Jackson announced that they were splitting up. They have one child. Oh, they've been married 3 years. Joshua Jackson, of course, was Pacey on Dawson's Creek, and he was in Fringe. And, you know, he's kind of like the thinking woman's free pass. And Jodie Turner-Smith was in Slim and Queen and Slim and some other things. And she said, I remember reading this interview a long time ago because I like Joshua Jackson, Dawson's Creek, right? She said that they met at a party. They had a one night stand and it was still going strong all those years later. And then abruptly they filed for divorce, which seems to be how it goes in show business marriages. So you look at Julia Roberts and Danny Motor and you're like, girl, I'm glad you're happy. It was quite a road to get there. Right.
Now, I'm not going to say Lyle Lovell was heartbroken after they broke up, but he didn't get married again for 22 years. Mm. It took till 2017 before he tried to marriage again. So,
well, you know, this is just, we're just speculating because we don't know these people, right? But as a fan of both Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts, Lyle Lovett is, if you had to pick one word to describe Lyle Lovett, and you couldn't use gifted or talented or musical or poetic or any of that, I think that word would be sincere.
Yeah.
He is, as a songwriter, as a performer, he's achingly sincere. And I can't imagine that Lyle Lovett just casually enters into any kind of commitment. Like, I can't imagine being the server at the restaurant standing there while Lyle Lovett ponders tater tots or fries. Because I feel like, you know, those are two very different things from our friend the potato. Very different, different mood, different vibe, say, different energy.
With that example that you're giving, I'm in a conundrum myself.
Thank you.
I will probably order both and be done with it.
You know why, Lamar? Because like Lyle Lovett, you are a sincere man. You are sincere. And a sincere man can't just willy-nilly go with the tots over the fries. So do you think that after that whirlwind courtship with Julia Roberts, you know they fell head over heels for each other, and then it's over. Do you think that Lyle was going to be able to belly up to the marriage bar anytime soon?
What's that old saying? Once bitten, twice shy.
Twice shy, yeah.
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 And that's probably what that is.
Unless it's you with the tater tots. Instead of once bitten, it's twice shy. I'll bite the tots and take the fry.
Exactly right. Well, there you have it. Despite her tumultuous dating history and chaotic relationship drama, Roberts found her happily ever after. Looking back.
I'm so glad.
Looking back, I'm glad we never met, because I would not want to be responsible for being one of the many men who either broke her heart or got their heart broke. So I think we'll just end on that note right there. I hope y'all have enjoyed hanging out with us, and I hope you go away feeling like you know just a little more about Julia Roberts. And when you're sharing your great depth of pretty woman knowledge with your friends, be sure to tell them where you heard it. The Talking Lamar podcast. Because remember, sharing is caring. Join us for our next episode of Talking Lamar. Thank y'all for listening. Have a good day. Thank you so much for listening to Talking Lamar, the Oddcast, and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would really love it if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again for listening.